This is Digital Dave asleep at the wheel.
I'm Fast Eddie, and I'm right behind him, so don't stop.
And we have Mr. Bob Mackey from Falcon Insurance.
Morning, gentlemen.
Well, it says EAA Insurance Solutions, so I guess that Falcon provides that for EAA.
Yep, that's we're the administrator that does all the work behind the scenes for the members.
This way, all the pilot has to worry about is where he's going to go and how much fuel he needs to get there.
And where to send the check.
Where to send the check.
Not particularly in that order, though.
Yeah, exactly. Check first.
Well, I was going to say, let's go get the food first. You can't write the check if you're hungry.
There you go.
Okay, we were talking before we came in. A big subject is accidental death. I mean, we don't want to talk about that, but the family sure does.
Well, you know, one of the big things is, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, picking an airplane, building an airplane, restoring an airplane, and thinking about flying safely and doing this recurrent training, biannuals, medicals, all this other stuff. There's a lot of things we have to do to stay, you know, the wings program to, you know, for currency and everything else. And the last thing we think about is stuff like life insurance. You know, when you're 30 years old, you start a family or something, you go out and buy some life insurance and you just set it on a shelf and you don't think about it because it's like a 30-year deal or a 40-year deal and it's going to sit there. And then all of a sudden, later in life, you get that opportunity to say, you know, I got some time here. I'm 45 years old. The kids are doing well. I'm financially on top of things. I'm going to go get that pilot license. And nobody thinks to go back and look and say, you know, gee whiz, that's not covered under my life insurance.
Isn't it like specifically accepted by most life insurance?
Most all insurance companies exclude it except for riding on board a scheduled air carrier. You know, you can get on United or Continental or, you know, Southwest or one of the airlines, you're going to be fine. But the problem is if you're out there flying GA, whether it's a Cessna or whether it's an RV or anything like that, powered parachute, trike, whatever, you're going to have a hole. As, or we call it a gap, you know, your coverage isn't going to work. So EAA has always endeavored to try to fill those gaps, and we put together an accidental death insurance plan, and it applies for both aviation and non-aviation. So if you fall off the roof and break your neck or if you have a car accident, it applies. But the cool part of it is on the aviation side, it applies to any aircraft, not airplane, but aircraft. So it includes helicopters, balloons, gliders.
Yeah, lawn chair full of helium balloons? Yeah.
Provided it's got an airworthiness certificate.
Okay.
So it includes experimental, light sport, standard, and that's pretty doggone broad. And that way, and you can get up to like 250,000. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a student pilot or an airline pilot or anything in between. And if you're an EA member in the U.S., you can get this. And because what happens at 45, if you go back to your insurance agent and say, hey, I need to change my life insurance. Well, now they do what they call re-underwrite. In other words, it's like a fresh slate.
Right, they look at you all over again.
Yeah, now they say, okay, now you're 45. Okay, yeah. You're a little bit heavy. Okay, your cholesterol's not, you know. So they start with the new base price. So what you're paying on that has started out as a 30-year-old and, you know, for a 40-year policy, that could jump up right there like $400 or $500 a year, boom, just to the base policy. And then you add the aviation on top, it could be another $400 or $500. So by the time you get done, what you're paying $250, $300 a year for might be $1,200. What you can do is leave that primary policy in place, don't touch it, and buy something to fill the gap, and you're golden. So, and like I said, it's aviation and non-aviation both, it's a really nice, simple program. It's underwritten by a U.S. company. It's not some foreign company, and so it's a good deal.
One of the questions I have is when you go and get one of these policies, do they ask you what kind of airplane that you're going to be flying?
Nope, they do not. You know, what we do is we just want to make sure they understand the categories and the airworthiness. That's the critical element. So it's very, very simple. As long as it's got an airworthiness certificate, and obviously if you're going to have an airworthiness certificate, it's going to be the standard, special, which would be any one of the experimental categories. And it includes light sport. Plus, it includes first flight, fly off the area restriction the whole time.
Okay.
Aerobatics for competition, aerobatics for giggles and grins, and just all that flying.
Soup to nuts.
Yeah, and the nice part, you know, like if you wanted to get $250,000 worth of coverage, the annual premium, $492.
So, that's not bad.
Wow, that's reasonable.
Age doesn't factor into that?
The cap right now is 71. The insurance company is just in the process of changing that to 76.
Okay.
So no physical, you know, nobody.
Wow.
No, nothing like that. And like I said, it's a legit program.
That sounds good.
I like that because that's, you know, that's one of the things that is very often overlooked, especially when a pilot is getting a new airplane together. You know, they've got a checklist for everything on the aircraft. They probably have a checklist on themselves to make sure that they're current and that their health is reasonable. But, you know, the life insurance part, you know, deer in the headlights time.
Yeah.
The life insurance part is not driven by the pilot. It's driven by the pilot's wife.
Yeah. And for good reason.
Yeah. And one of the cool parts about this, you know, the program can include the spouse and it can include the children. So, like, if you buy, example, you buy a $100,000 policy and you want to include the spouse is covered at 60%. So if the husband and wife are flying together, whoever's the pilot, whether you know she's the pilot or he's the pilot, one makes no difference. Whoever's the primary member, the secondary member, it's going to pay the full 100% for the member, and it's going to pay 60% for the spouse. So the policy would pay off $160,000.
Right.
I mean, you don't like to think about stuff like that.
Right.
But it's a security thing, and you can include the kids. And if you do that, then they're included at 10%. Dependent children. So, you know, the family that flies together, it's a little bit something that's, you know, it's not something
it's a peace of mind deal.
Bingo.
That's what it's about.
That's it, right. You're right. You know, like I said, you know, and as you said, it's people don't think about this stuff, whether it's airplane insurance, or, you know, buying an airplane, last thing you think of, they call us up on Friday and say, hey, I'm picking up an airplane tomorrow. Well, life insurance is even more remote than that.
Right, right, right. You were talking about non-owner insurance. You guys have a program for that.
Yep, and again, that's one of those things that gets overlooked. If you are a permissive user of somebody else's airplane, even if you're a named pilot on that policy, you're covered as an insured, but the policy will exclude certain things. If you're an instructor giving somebody instruction in your airplane, no, you're not. So the best thing to do is to look into a non-owner's, and there's two parts, liability portion and physical damage, because insurance companies are fairly aggressive. The aircraft owner's insurance is going to pay for the damage to the airplane, but they're fairly aggressive at contacting the person, the pilot, and saying, hey, you know, you ran it out of fuel. You know, and if there's a clear indication of negligence, they're going to come looking for money. So,
okay.
And non-owner's insurance is not expensive. You can buy it online 24/7, and it's...
Well, I would imagine, too, that a large portion of the claims are not necessarily crashes, but oopses.
Yeah.
Oops, I hit the hangar door. Oops, I hit a runway light.
Yeah, you bounced the landing and knocked the nose gear out, and now you got $25,000 firewall forward.
Right.
You can guarantee they're going to come visit you.
Okay. Yeah. So even on a rental, you want to have that.
Yep. And even if you have a son or a daughter who's just starting to learn to fly, they're 15, 16 years old, and you think, well, they're going to be with the instructor, so I don't need to worry about insurance for them. They need insurance from the get-go. And you can buy insurance for your kids like that. It's available.
Hmm. That's interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah. What about, you know, you build a kit, so you're going to say to yourself, what do I need airframe insurance for? I built a darn thing. If I bend it, I'll just fix it. Do you get a lot of that?
Absolutely. And what we do in a case like that, we're always going to quote the liability insurance form to help them understand what they're getting. That's important. Then what we do on the physical damage side, we call it hull insurance. We try to give them the options for ground only or go naked with nothing. By the way, I'm doing a forum. I'm flying naked on Friday. You might want to attend.
Yeah. Cool.
But you know, they can go, naked without physical damage. They can go ground only or they can go all risk. We want them to see the price options. We want them to do their own self-risk analysis and say, okay, it's a new airplane. I'm not familiar with this airplane. Maybe this is the year I'll go with it. Or they may turn around and say, wow, you know, I've got a lot of time. This is $700 I can save on my insurance if I don't buy the physical damage. My job is put them in a position of knowledge so they can make a decision. And I'll give them advice, but if they say this is what they want to do, this is what they want to do. I mean, I'm one of those guys that just, I hate selling insurance. It may sound weird, but I hate selling insurance because if somebody comes back later on and says, why the heck did I buy this? You know, I don't want to be in that position. I want them to say, I'm glad I bought it. I want them to say, you know, I got good advice. Advice is the big thing that an insurance agent can do, more so than anything else. Give them advice.
Okay.
I don't know. It just seems to me that if I've spent, say, 8 years building an airplane, and even though it may be a commonly available kit, if I do something as dumb as just ground loop it, you know, through no fault of my own, I'd want to be able to call up the factory with the insurance money and say, hey, I need this, this, that, and everything else.
And the insurance companies will pay not only for the parts, they'll pay for your labor for you to repair it.
Now, so that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's an unusual concept when you get the check written to you, because you were the manufacturer of the airplane repair it.
You can fix the airplane yourself, or you can take it to a shop. Some airplanes you can't. I mean, if it's a one-of-a-kind tube and fabric, you're going to have a hard time finding a shop that wants to work on it. But if it's a Vans, you know, or a Sonics or a Rans or something that's really common out there, the skill sets out there in the shops, you can take it to a shop and have it fixed as opposed to doing it yourself. Because there are a lot of people that own home builds that are second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand downstream.
Right.
That maybe
right.
don't have that skill themselves.
So you got options.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's what you're all about is options.
Our job is advice, options, and we have a motto. Never say never until you know it's never. So when somebody calls up and says, I need something, and as opposed to saying, what are you thinking? You know, say, look, you know, this is a rope. We're going to push it up the hill. It might take us a while. But the impossible we can do right away. The difficult takes immediately.
And where can we find this stuff online?
Online at eaa.org/insurance. There you can do an online quote request. You can find out about the non-owners. You can find out about the AD&D. Or you can stop over to our exhibit at 262 in the outdoor exhibit area over by Exhibit Building B.
Very good.
Sounds great.
All right. We've been talking with Bob Mackey of the EAA Insurance and Solutions, administered by Falcon Insurance Company. And this is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.